Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
All right, 5 o'clock straight up on a Saturday. Beningo, 888-808-1019 is the phone number here till McMonagle. At 9 o'clock, Alex is on the other side of the glass. So last night, St. John's took care of business, blew the doors off Northern Iowa. Never a game. What did they run out to? Was it 16-0 they ran out to? You know, that's what you need to do. When you're you know, a higher seed like that and you're playing a team like Northern Iowa, you know, a game, you know, a team like that, they're so dangerous, these lower, you know, lower-seeded teams. Because to them, this is like their Final Four game. This is like a game to get to the Final Four, just winning one game in the tournament. And St. John's did what championship caliber teams need to do. And that's get out immediately and give this team no hope that they're going to have a chance to win the basketball game. And really, St. John's controlled the game. I mean, I think maybe they cut it to 11. It was either 12 or 11, I think, maybe was the closest that Northern Iowa got in the game last night. I don't think they got any closer than that. St. John's ran away with it when all is said and done. You know what's funny about this game last night? And I'll get to the whole St. John's getting hosed with the seating they got and all of that. But the announcers in this game last night, right? Who was it? What's his name? Well, I can't think of his name. Anyway, it was Stan Van Gundy. Who was the other guy? Hummel? Robbie? Yeah, Kevin Hall and Robbie Hummel. That's right, Kevin Hall. I'm getting old, you know, Alex? Kevin Hall and Robbie Hummel and Stan Van Gundy. I mean, if you watch this game, all right? If you listen to this game, you would think Northern Iowa was winning the game. Oh, they're doing this so well, and oh, they're doing this, and, you know, all this different stuff. And there they are. You know, they're down by, you know, they were down basically between 14 and 20 points the whole game. So St. John's did what they had to do, took care of business, and now they play Kansas. Everybody, you know, everybody anticipated Kansas-St. John's, and we'll get that game tomorrow. And this is a must-win game for St. John's. I mean, there's no sugarcoating in any other way. St. John's cannot go down in the second round again this year. They just cannot do it. You know, as good a year as they've had, it would be a massive disappointment. And, of course, if St. John's wins that game, the chances are very good that they will play Duke in the Sweet 16 in what will be a must-see basketball game. But first, they got to get by Kansas. So that game tomorrow, I don't know what time it's going to be tomorrow. We'll see what time they play that on Sunday. But I got to say this about the Red Storm, right? Boy, did they get hosed with that seating. I didn't have a chance to. I haven't talked. I haven't been on the air since the selection show. They got so screwed. I mean, they give them a 5 seed. Here's a team that 2 years in a row wins the Big East tournament, wins the Big East regular season, beats UConn 2 out of 3 times during the regular season, right? Blows them out in the championship game, beats them by 20. UConn, who, by the way, late in the season lost to both Marquette and Creighton. UConn gets a 2 seed. 2 seed. Now, they won last night. They beat Furman. UConn gets a freaking 2 seed, and they go to Philadelphia. St. John's gets a 5 seed, and they go to San Diego. I mean, come on. What a disgrace. They hate Pitino. Let's be honest. The NCAA does not like Rick Pitino. I'm sorry. They don't like him. And I know Rick's had some transgressions in the past. We all know. We don't have to rehash him and all of that. But they don't like him. Remember, they took his championship away at Louisville. What a joke. Come on. All right, now, in the world of NIL money now, where these guys are making millions of dollars, can we all these different things, all these different Final Fours or championships that the NCAA took away, can they give them back now? Can we officially, not that, look, we all know Louisville won that championship in 2013. Can we just put it back now? Can we give Michigan and the Fab Four their two back-to-back championship game Final Four appearances that they took away? Can we give UMass back in 1996 with Calipari and Marcus Camby, can we give them their Final Four appearance back now instead of having the stupid vacated nonsense? Come on. What a joke. So I really don't think they like Patino at all, and they screwed him. Now, let's be honest, and now it's up to him and his team, you know, to overcome that and do what needs to be done. They have to beat Kansas. They cannot go down in the second round again this year. And they gave them no favors there either. Remember last year they had to play Calipari in Arkansas in the second round. This year they got to play Bill Self in Kansas in the second round. You know, Bill Self, who has two championships, you know, himself there. Himself. He's got two championships. So we'll see what happens going forward with St. John's. You know, so far, the best games in the tournament, that at least that I've seen, Siena gave Duke a game. How about Siena? They were ahead in the game against Duke till about 5 minutes left. They played them extremely well. Jerry McNamara's team, who probably wind up being the Syracuse head coach now, they really gave him a game. And how about the Kentucky game yesterday? The first game on the docket all day against Santa Clara. And Santa Clara hits what looks to be the game-winning three with, I don't know, 5 seconds, whatever it was, it was even that, left in the game. And then Kentucky inbounds, goes down, and the kid hits a three to tie the game, sending it to overtime, right at the buzzer, and Kentucky wins the game in OT. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, look, no big upsets. All the number one seeds got through. All the number two seeds got through. You know, really no earth-shaking upsets in the tournament. And I think less and less are you going to see this. You know, I think less and less are you going to see, you know, the big upset, you know, the 16 beating the 1, stuff like that. I mean, no, we've seen it a couple times now. But, you know, less and less do I think you're going to see that. So we'll see tomorrow. St. John's playing Kansas. And how about this game, UCLA-UConn? You talk about a battle of two heavyweights. 17, think about this, between the two programs, 17 national championships between the two of them. 11 for UCLA, 6 for UConn. Unbelievable. So that should be a pretty interesting game. I guess that'll be tomorrow as well. So we'll see how it all plays out. I guess the early game today is Duke-TCU. I'm thinking that. I'm not sure. Maybe, Alex, you can look it up. I would think that Duke-TCU will be the first game we see today on CBS. So nevertheless, so the NCAA tournament now, you know, we get rid of all the, you know, everybody loves the first two. I don't love the first. I'm not big on the first two rounds. Get me to the games that matter, you know? I know everybody gets crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, you know, I guess mostly the gamblers. I mean, how excited can you get about some of these games? You know what I mean? I don't care. I want to see the games that matter. Get me at least into the – get me to the sweets. I mean, these games now, you got some good matchups now in the second round. But, you know, get me to the Sweet 16, all right, and beyond, and I start to get excited about the tournament. But excited to see St. John's, Kansas. That should be a terrific game. UConn, UCLA, a couple other games that, you know, jump out at you. And we'll see. Villanova got beat yesterday. It lost by 10 to Utah State, so they're out. The other local teams, LIU got absolutely blasted by Arizona. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, they got killed. Arizona really blew them out. Speedy Claxton and Hofstra, they played tough. They played Alabama tough for a while. They gave Alabama a game. They had the lead early in the first half, for the most of the first half. Trailed by, I think it was 2, they wound up trailing by at halftime. And then Alabama really took control of the game in the second half. But, you know, give Speedy Claxton's team, they gave.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Gave an effort. This kid Reed, the guard, he had a hell of a game. They gave a nice effort yesterday, even though they wound up losing a game by whatever they lost by. They lost by a lot to Alabama. They lost by like 20 when all was said and done, whatever it was. But they did give Alabama a game. So that's it. So as far as the local team, St. John's is left, and UConn is left, if you want to call UConn a local team. Knicks won last night. Bailey beat the Nets for the 14th consecutive time. I was going back and forth a little bit with the Knicks game as well, with St. John's being really in control last night. Knicks blew like a, what was it, a 14-point lead they blew in the fourth quarter, and the Nets go on like a 17-0 run to take the lead. Then the Knicks regain the lead. Then Karl Anthony Towns, who's really been playing well, he had a good game last night, 26 points, 15 rebounds, continues to give you a double-double every time out. Missed two free throws at the end of the game, giving the Nets a chance to win it. And I forget who, because I don't know anybody on the Nets anymore. Do you know anybody on the team? I mean, you know, I don't see Jason Kidd or Kenyon Martin around anymore. You know what I mean? So I don't even know who's on his team anymore. Anyway, guy heaves one up at the buzzer, and he missed it, you know, like a 40-footer at the buzzer, misses it, and the Knicks survived. So they've won five in a row now, 46-25. Just get me. There's 11 games left. Just get me to the playoffs. Just get me there. That's it. Let's go. And we'll see what happens. I know Cunningham's out with Detroit. Whatever. Knicks still could wind up as the two. I think they're going to wind up as the three seed when all is said and done. Just get me to the playoffs. The eternal NBA season really never, ever seems to end. Now, as far as the baseball, opening day is Thursday. The Mets, of course, open at home against Skeens and the Pirates. I mean, look, what do I think? And the Yankees open up in San Francisco against the Giants. It's so ridiculous. The interleague play is so out of hand. It really is. I mean, I know people like it, I guess, but I'm done with it. And the fact that you play everybody now, you know, everybody in baseball, in both leagues, is ridiculous. But enjoy it, because who knows what kind of, if we're going to even have a season next year. But look, as far as the Mets go, I think they're going to be good. They should be good, right? They should be. They better be, because if the Mets don't make the playoffs, I can tell you right now, Mendoza and Stearns will be gone. I can tell you right now. If the Mets don't make the playoffs, they're both out. But I think they will. I mean, look, the pitching is going to be a lot better, if for no other reason than you got Peralta and McClain at the top of the rotation. We'll see how the rest of the rotation plays out. Who knows? Manaea, Senga, Peterson. You know, Clay Holmes will definitely be one of them. You know, so that'll be, the rotation should be a lot better. Of course, they collapsed last year. I have no confidence in the bullpen at all. I mean, the bullpen was brutal last year. Why would I not think it's going to be brutal this year when Edwin Diaz is no longer on the team? I mean, come on. Devin Williams is the closer? Who would have bet? Think about this, Met fans. If I told you, 2 years ago, when Pete Alonso, oh, Pete, I love you. When Pete Alonso hit the home run to beat the Brewers and win that playoff series for the Mets, right, in the first round, off Devin Williams, who would have ever believed that less than 2 years later, Devin Williams would be a Met and Pete Alonso would not be? Would you have thought that was a possibility, right? Only the Mets. Only the Mets can't wait to get rid of their homegrown stars. They love doing it. It's been a staple of the organization, you know, since 1962, really. Really, since 1977 when they dumped Tom Seaver. That's really when it started. So that's the official date of the Mets getting rid of their iconic players. They love to do it. Anyway, who would have ever believed that? So I got no confidence in the bullpen. They should hit. I mean, the hitting should be good. You got Soto. You got Lindor. I think Bichette's going to be really good for them. You know, we'll see what Polanco gives you. He should be good, too. You know, maybe hopefully we get some a solid offensive year out of Robert in center field. You know, as far as the younger guys, Beatty, Vientos, and Alvarez, who knows what you're going to get. Alvarez is hurt again. He's always hurt, Alvarez. Well, you know, we'll see what we get from that group. That remains to be seen. If it's up to me, Carson Bench is the starting right fielder. If it's up to me, he's been great in spring training. He's got to be, to me, he's the starting right fielder. So we'll see what happens. You know, I would think opening day against Skeens, Benjamin Wright, Beatty the DH. That's how I see that. So we'll see. Marcus Semien now at second base. You know, we'll see what he does offensively, 35 years old now and all of that. But the bottom line on the Mets, they should be, without a doubt, a playoff team. The division is tough. Philadelphia, the Braves, they'll have a bounce-back year. You know, Miami's always tough. God knows they give the Mets trouble. Washington should be better. So it's going to be, you know, not going to be an easy division. As far as the Yankees go, if there's an absolute going into the season, beside the Dodgers, of course, it's the Yankees making the playoffs. The Yankees will make the playoffs. They have a chance to have a great rotation, maybe the best in baseball. You got the best player in baseball in Aaron Judge. You know, I know he wasn't great in the championship game for the USA. So what? Really? I mean, I got into it a little bit, but I can't, you know, I can't. My heart's not broken that the USA didn't win this. It just doesn't have the same feel as the Olympics do. I mean, to me, it just doesn't. But anyway, and they didn't hit. Let's be honest. Even when they beat the Dominican, they won the game 2-1. You know, they didn't hit in that game either. You know, all they got in the championship game was that Bryce Harper 2-run home run in the 8th inning. That was it. So, you know, McClain pitched okay, gave up a couple runs. He gave up a home run in the final game. But, you know, you make of that whatever you want. But the Yankees are going to be good. They always are. You know, they'll hit enough. I think their pitching's really outstanding. I think the bullpen, Bednar in the back end of the bullpen, they should be okay there. And they're in a very tough division. You got the Blue Jays. The Red Sox will be better. Baltimore's going to be better. They got Alonso now. They should be a lot better. You know, the Rays are always a tough team. That is a brutal division the Yankees are in. So they'll make the playoffs. Will they win the division? We'll find out. Can they beat Toronto this year? We'll find out about that too. So baseball next Thursday, Yankees. I guess the Yankees play Thursday too. Yankees, Giants, Mets, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yankees in San Francisco, and the Mets at home at Citi Field against Pittsburgh. So baseball is on the way.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of the Moth Podcast. For nearly 2 decades, the Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to the Moth wherever you get your podcasts.